Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, hello there. How are you? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are featured on the Quad Pod Network at qodpod.com/ryanhoppy. We're also on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time. And for all the info, ryanhoppyradio.com.
Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost's bundle of joy has arrived. The Saturday...
You know, when Colin Jost was in the process of making a baby with Scarlett Johansson, he's good-looking, he's funny, he's rich, he's famous. I get it. But you know, there's a part of him that's probably a very humorous person because he wasn't cool growing up. So you know when he's laying there and he's just... bang, and Scarlett Johansson, she's just like, oh my god, he's kind of funny and cute, and he's like, oh my god, I'm in heaven.
Night Live Funny Man announced on Wednesday that he and the Black Widow actress had welcomed their first child together. He wrote in a humorous Instagram post, okay, we had a baby. His name is Cosmo. We love him very much.
I don't know what's humorous about that. Oh, you had a baby. His name is Cosmo. Wow, it's really funny. I mean, it just seems like a normal post. Number two, it's a case of like, you know, when you read celebrity news and none of it means anything to you and it doesn't change your life at all, which is most celebrity news. But this was the most celebrity news headline that had no impact on my life. I was like, oh, Colin Jost is a dad. Oh, wow. Congrats, man. This really improves my life.
He added, privacy would be greatly appreciated. For all inquiries, please contact our publicist at Che Thinks. Jokingly,
because Michael Che is a publicist.
Sharing his weekend update co-anchor Michael Che's handle.
Don't go near our creepy uncle.
Handle instead of their actual publicist. The little ones.
That would be Lauren Michaels.
His birth comes just days after Colin reportedly confirmed that he and his wife were expecting. According to Page Six, the comedian shared the news to the audience during his stand-up gig in Connecticut this past weekend, saying,
you know, like, how do I word this? You know that during the process of intercourse, if you don't pull out, there's half not pulling out and then there's going all in. You know, when he was banging Scarlett, he's like, oh yeah, get every drip. And you know, Scarlett's like, no, we're good. He's like, no, I just gotta make sure it's all out.
Saying, we're having a baby. It's exciting. Scarlett and Colin's baby was born less than a year after they...
Here's when we are going to test how this marriage goes. Because right now, everything's dandy and wonderful. She had the kid. This is when it gets real. It's all fun and games. I don't have a kid, thank God. It's all fun and games until the kid comes. And then you're like, oh, it's actually work.
They tied the knot in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And for Colin, growing their family has long been on his mind.
Yeah. Having sex with Scarlett Johansson and having her as your wife. Yes. Any man approves.
In his memoir, An Extremely Punchable Face.
Yeah. Nah, that would be Lorne Michaels.
He wrote of how Scarlett inspired his paternal instincts.
Alrighty. Yeah, you look at Scarlett Johansson, like, let's make a baby right now. Mm-hmm.
I woken up on a Sunday after a show and thought, I would love to be raising a baby right now.
Let's get the process going.
Which is a far cry from when I used to wake up on a Sunday and think, can I make it to the bathroom or should I just puke on this plant?
Oh man. Relatable.
Scarlett is already mom to 6-year-old Rose,
yeah.
Her daughter from her previous marriage to Romaine Doriak. And
you know Romaine's like, get this funny guy out of here! I'm funnier! And I lay the pipe better.
Colin is a loving stepdad. The Tom and Jerry star told Access Hollywood earlier...
That's not something I want to be known for.
And Colin is a loving stepdad. The Tom and Jerry star told Access...
Yeah, Tom and Jerry wasn't exactly even remotely watchable. Oh yeah, he's from Tom and Jerry. Forget about SNL.
Access Hollywood earlier this year that he was excited for the little one to see him in the movie.
Mm. I'm definitely excited to see it.
I'd be embarrassed.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. He's in a movie.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
And I'm not in a movie. I get it. He's a millionaire, blah, blah, blah. That movie was horrendous. I'd be embarrassed to be in Tom and Jerry. But you know what? This following segment was brought to you by FitzHFitness.com, the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. Download his app, FitzHFitness. He has a monthly subscription. Go to FitzHFitness.com, add Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. And when you're there, you got to tell him I sent you. Like, he'll hook you up anyway. But I'm the sweet spot.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah, we have so much to get into. I wrote this down, so I haven't done a show in 14 days. So I write down ideas of things I want to talk about. And today I am recording on August 19th, 2021. Insert comment about, oh, my God, August is halfway done. How time flies. So this prep that I have right here, I wrote about 15 days ago because I haven't done a show in about 15 days. And the first one is my apartment soda machine. What's great about my apartment soda machine is that it's on the second floor. That's the best part. No, but when you go to the second floor and you put the quarters in, if you want to get a Coke, you get a Barks root beer. And if you want to get a Sprite, you're going to get a Fanta. At first, I was kind of annoyed because it was in the morning and I was looking to get my Coke on. Just kidding. But I was looking for caffeine when I went to the airport 11 days ago. And I'm like, oh, I need some caffeine. Let's get some Coke. And then I got a Fanta. It sucked. Again, this prep seemed so good 10 days ago. This has been bothering me, though. It's bothering me so much, I couldn't get the phrase bothering me, though, at. Okay? This is what's bothering me. So when I eat meat, I'm aware it's a dead animal. I'm well aware that some animal was tortured, and oh, it tastes good with marinade. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah. But I don't like thinking about it. And I don't like the vegans that are like, hey, you know you're eating a dead animal. Like, you know you're eating grass, go mow a lawn and shut up. I never like when they do that. But you know what I specifically don't like that really creeps me out? And this goes to anybody. So I'm not calling out one business. I'm not leaving out one business. I'm talking about every business. Nothing bothers me, and it's usually a place that like sells pork and dead pigs and do a pig roast because we're so manly. I hate when the food place, usually a barbecue place, you're going, Ryan, say it already, when they have a cartoon of an animal as their logo. Like, oh, you're going to have pork roast. And here's the dead pig cartoon. He used to be living, and pigs are actually pretty good pets. They're crazy, but they're kind of like dogs. But now you're eating him. Woohoo! Always bothers me. Or if it's like a chicken or a cow, like the thing's dead. Like it really creeps me out to the core. Now, Jesus, I have to cough. I'm good. So here's the thing. It's literally when you look at the cartoon, you don't realize that the animal is dead. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird to think about because, like, I don't like thinking about it. It just, it bothers me. I'm very empathetic. That's what I was getting at. And it's like, I take things to the core. So I really think about that animal dying. But, oh, that cheeseburger tasted good. Okay. So here is the meat, no pun intended, of the prep that I brought. That was just the silliness. The show's going to get good now. The show's been good since the first second, but this is where it's really going to get spicy, not at all. I went back to Illinois last week for the morning show radio boot camp in Chicago. I interned in 2013, 2014, and I've been kind of sneaking in ever since 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2021. Yeah, it's kind of funny. The guy that runs it is like, hey, it's good to see you crashed again. I'm like, yeah, man, I make part-time money. I can't afford to ball out. But it's a radio convention where everybody goes, all these wacky morning DJs, you know, the ones that have the real prank calls. Because everybody's in such a good mood at 7:25 to talk about getting cheated on. People can barely talk about it at noon, but oh, it's 7:25 on some of the biggest radio shows in the country. Oh yeah, with a perfect phone line and one-liners. Yeah, War of the Roses is real. So you have a lot of those people there, but it was fun because I got to go back to Chicago and see my mom. Got to see my family. They had not been in the same room for 7 years. It's very bizarre. Like, my two little cousins are all grown up now. My aunts look the same. Blah, 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 blah. But I went to Harper College, the community college, where I got a straight F in math. Fuck yeah. I got a straight F. Like, no, 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 no. Not an F minus, not an F plus, not a D minus. I got a fucking F in math. My biggest accomplishment ever at Harper College. That... and going on WHCM 88.3 FM radio. Now, let me explain it to you. It's in Arlington Heights, Illinois, so it's heard throughout the suburb. And when I was there 9 years ago, we were playing like throwback hip hop, and I was ranting and couldn't get a word out. And I've mostly improved my speech impediment, but none of the footage, because I was doing a show on live stream and I would film it because I didn't have Adobe Audition then. And let's just say the show is nowhere to be found. And I got let go. I was there from September 2012 to like February 2013. And I got let go because it was when they were looking for a new pope. And I said, who cares? He's just going to cover up pedophilia. And my boss there wasn't a big fan of that. He was Roman Catholic. Oops. So it's my first time returning to WHCM 88.3 in 9 years. And the best part is this. When I went there, they had a junky-ass board, which was kind of cool. They had like a computer from 2002. It was like when you walked in that room. When I was there, it was 2012 and 2013. But literally, you thought it was 2003. And now I go to WHCM 88.3. I told them I'm coming ahead of time, blah, 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 da, 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 da. And it was good. Everything's updated. It was weird. They had like, I almost said an iMac. Jeez, I'm old. They had iPads. They had everything. I was like, man, this is nicer than my podcast setup. And then my mom, who's got a big mouth, it's endearing, but she's got a big mouth in social situations. Sorry, mom. And she goes, do you know that? And she's talking to this like 19-year-old girl that thinks I'm Opie and Anthony. Like, it was almost creeping me out how much this girl that worked there thought I was so cool. And I'm not saying this for my ego. Like, I was physically like, you know, I wasn't that good. But the funny part was my mom's like, do you know Ryan was kicked off the air? And I was like, Mom. And then she's like, what was it for? And I told her, and she's like, oh, hilarious. But the best part was walking around the campus. Here's why it's funny. It's a community college. It's an outside college where you go from campus to campus. I think that's how college works. I didn't go, barely. And I don't know if I have like the look of like the teacher who was originally somebody who attended the college for 5 years and then got a job in the resource office. Like, I've been at Harper College for 9 years, but every single new person that was there, cause it was like, when I was there, it was like August 11th. So some classes were probably beginning. Everyone's like, hey, and I swear, this is not me making this up. It's like four cars approached me and my mom. Hey, do you know where building F is? I got to get to room 206. And I'm like, because I kind of remembered, but it'd been like just about 10 years. So I didn't really remember that much. And the next girl's like, hey, I'm running late for class. Do you know where? I'm like, and it kept happening. Like, it kept happening. I'm like, Jesus Christ. That's the karma I get for going to my old community college radio station to flex. Speaking of awkward, not me, kind of. I went to the Target right next to my high school. I'm from Arlington Heights, Illinois, and I went to the absolute dump known as John Hersey High School. I am not saying this because I'm living in the past, maybe. I'm not saying this because I hold grudges, maybe. I'm not saying this because I have anger in my heart, maybe. But seriously, this was the most average high school ever. Now, granted, when you compare it to Florida education, we were the best of all time. But in Illinois, we were so average. We were average at sports. Oh, I helped contribute. We were average in class. Oh, I helped contribute. We were average in plays. Oh, I helped contribute. We were average at everything. So whenever I go back home, I never like being seen out and about because I'm going to see somebody from high school. But I had to go to Target, and Target's right next door to my high school. So I go to the Target with my mom. I get some deodorant, get some wine for the morning show boot camp. I get energy drinks, you know, just the whole reason to go to Target. And I see this dude. I think his name is Shane. But do you ever see it where you see somebody from your past who was in your high school and like you said hi to them in the hallway and they were friends with other people you were friends with, but you weren't really friends. But and he comes up to me and he goes, Ryan Hoppy, what's going on, bro? And by no means am I cool. By no means am I popular. I'm known. But a lot of times, because I'm so memorable, people will be like, oh, do you remember when we met during this time? And I'm like, no, not really. Oh, hi. What's up, guy? The worst was at a promotions gig when I think I saw a girl I had sex with. And I'm not saying this to flex, but she looked very angry that I didn't recognize her. Don't worry. I wore a condom. But back at the Target in Arlington Heights, Illinois, I see this dude. He's like, hey, Ryan Hoppy. And I'm like, hey, man. And he goes, what's going on? And I'm like, not that much, bro. How you been? And he's like, I'm good. We're right next to the like food courts. And I'm like, oh, so you're doing good? That's good. Like I said a record amount of times in a minute, the word good. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing good. And I'm like, oh, it was good to see you, bro. And he's like, you got to go? And I'm like, yeah, dude. It was weird. Like, there was no point of the conversation. I don't know, man. I did have fun, though, in Chicago at the morning show boot camp. I love, so I have this Seattle Supersonics hat because I like just repping old NBA teams. So my family got me a Seattle Seahawks shirt. So on the first night of the morning show boot camp, I did a little prank to myself, or to other people, not to myself. That was me misspeaking. I did a prank where I wore the Seattle Supersonics hat and the Seahawks shirt. And I had about six people when I'm bar hopping from bar to bar in Chicago. I had people ask me, oh, are you from Seattle? What do you think of Russell Wilson this year? And I'm like, no. I'm here wearing Seattle because I want to prank you guys into thinking that I'm from Seattle. And they all looked at me like I was insane. And it didn't really go over as well. Like the radio people, when I told them about the prank, because they're like, why are you wearing a Seattle shirt? They all thought it was pretty funny in my head, I think. I am in my head a lot.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. Oh, yeah. It's so good. If you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, there has all the locations of where you can purchase the best hot sauce in all of the Bay Area. But if you don't live in Florida, don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. I have a solution for you. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com and let them know I sent you. But if you live in Florida, you can go to Whole Foods, Bell's, Hitchcock's Green Market, Dignitary Cafe, Interbay Meat Market, Tommy's Fresh Produce Market, Kelsey's on Cortez, Land and Sea Market, and more. Oh, and they got recipes on TampaBayHotSauce.com for a spicy Applewood smoked chicken sandwich that serves 8 people. Basically my dinner.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have 9 $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, 6 beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
But I'm right here.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Mama June's boyfriend, Gino Doak, sentenced to 16 months in prison for a crack cocaine case in Alabama.
Whoa, what a surprise. A crack cocaine case going on in Alabama. That's never happened before. And number two, oh my goodness, it's so sad how TLC basically exploited the Honey Boo Boo family. And that Mama June, I know more about Honey Boo Boo than I do politics. I don't know why I'm talking myself down. I'm going against the law of attraction. This Honey Boo Boo's mom, Mama June, like, I feel like she was being, like, I don't want to say beat up in a relationship, but she like wouldn't leave. She had like Stockholm syndrome. It's like your whole family hates him and your daughter's creeped out by him. Get away from him.
The past 6 months, we spent $150,000.
Yeah.
Dollars on cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been rough. It really has.
According to court docs obtained by ET, yeah, Gino was sentenced in Macon Community Corrections after copping a plea deal.
I feel like that's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of madness that goes on in Macon, Georgia. Like, close your eyes, and even if you've never been to Macon, Georgia, just imagine.
After serving his 16 months, he will then be placed on probation for 2 years. And
oh, I'm sure he's going to behave the whole 24 months of that. He's not going to slip up at all.
We'll have to complete a substance abuse evaluation and treatment as part of the deal.
But I want to do crack.
We will go through an 8-ball in an hour.
Yeah, me too. Not at all.
If we don't have the money, we may go a week. We may go 4 or 5 days.
It's not a bad thing.
E.T.
Heaven forbid I don't snort as much cocaine and I'd be an attentive mother and not a deadbeat loser.
Previously reported, the couple was arrested in Alabama in March 2019. A spokesperson for the DA's office told E.T. at the time that Mama June was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia.
Sounds fun. They make me so embarrassed to be Caucasian. Oh, it's sad.
While Gino was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence and harassment.
Exactly. Stockholm Syndrome.
As well as felony possession.
He's not good looking. He's not likable. Oh, he's doing the rock star pose. Yeah. Fuck you, you woman beating piece of garbage.
Of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Both pleaded not guilty in October 2019.
Oh.
Hopefully soon it will be resolved. I'm just wanting this dark. Even though you get sober.
I can't take that. It's feel like I'm just like watching like a train track. Like, you know, growing up, there was like that neighbor and you'd hear a lot of yelling and then you're like, don't go near that house. I feel like that's them. But we got more important news. No, no, no. Not Afghanistan. Travis Barker reacts to Kourtney Kardashian's dramatic hair makeover.
There's a new Bob in town, and her name is Kourtney.
That could be.
They do like the Bob.
Really cute.
Kourtney Kardashian has a stylish new haircut, and boyfriend Travis Barker approves.
Oh, thank God. What is he going to say? You look pretty average, babe.
On Saturday, Kourtney took to Instagram to share her chin-length cut, wearing a black sports bra and black bottoms for the glam shots.
Mm-hmm.
In the comments, Travis voiced his approval. The Blink-182 drummer simply wrote, quote, you're perfect.
Yeah. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect. No, but you get the point.
Kourtney's...
It's a J. Cole song. If you're not under the age of 34, you have no idea who J. Cole is.
Wrote, quote, you're perfect. Kourtney's new do also caught the attention of some celeb pals.
Yeah, that's me.
Hailey Bieber wrote, quote, so cute.
I want a celebrity to just be like, you look pretty okay.
And model Winnie Harlow said, quote, now that's a bob.
While yeah, they do like to bob, all of them.
We have hairstylist Peter Savick to thank for Kourt's new look.
Mm-hmm.
She did hint that Barker gave her a trim earlier this month.
Got it.
After Kourtney shared these couples' pics to Instagram, her Poosh colleague Sarah Howard commented, quote, nice cut, Travis Barker.
When I think of the company Poosh, why do I think of the smell of fish?
To which the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star replied,
it smells like salmon in here.
And quote, good with his hands.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, what is happening here?
These intimate moments come after E.T. learned how Kourtney's ex, Scott Disick, feels about their relationship.
We're not over this yet. This Scott Disick, this creepy ex. Can you imagine, like, insert listener here. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you. And don't think I'm not talking to you. Imagine you had to get your ex's approval for your new relationship. Weird. And a little controlling.
I mean, I think you just gotta figure out really what's important to you at the end of the day.
Leaving her alone, Scott, and continuing to date girls that were not alive during 9/11.
Told ET last month, quote, Scott has gotten more used to the idea that Kourtney and Travis's relationship is serious, but it's not his favorite subject of discussion.
Oh, they need the approval of Scott. King Scott, the talentless fucking hack of Hollywood. Oh, you don't have his approval. How are you going to survive? He's gotten more used to the idea that it's serious. Get used to it. He's plowing her. You were laying there like, oh, yeah, she's going to ride me, and I don't have to put any work into it. You know, Travis Barker, it's like he's coming out of a sauna in more ways than one.
It seems like you get really upset when Kourtney is linked to other guys.
You don't say, Andy.
Me?
Yeah, Scott.
No.
No, not at all. I'm totally fine.
I killed him.
Even though I got posters in my room of all the men she's banged since then, I'm totally over her. Britney Spears.
Sharing a lot of herself lately.
Yeah.
And now she's explaining why.
Why?
The pop princess shared a number of topless photos of herself in recent weeks for the first time, leaving fans to wonder what inspired transpired, the revealing snaps.
I don't know. She's got a fucking piece of shit dad who ruins everything. That would probably suck.
On Monday, Britney took to social media to share her story, posting new images and writing, quote, "Before I show you more pics of my body, I want you to understand my thoughts on exposing my skin."
Yeah. All right. Cool. A nude woman? Whoa!
Britney, who clarified that she did not have a boob job and was not pregnant.
Oh, thank God she posed nude, essentially covering up her nipples. There's no way to see any nudity online. I did today.
Went on to say that she feels like she shed a layer, using an analogy about taking off a long sleeve shirt in the car when you're overheated. And
oh, how inspirational. Britney Spears went nude. Oh, let's bow down to your greatness. I like Britney. I wanted to get out of this conservatorship. I don't think she's that crazy. I think she's as crazy as the rest of us and just got fucked over by the paparazzi. I should probably quit swearing. I don't know why I swear.
And saying, quote, "The immediate reaction to any woman who does this after shedding a layer is, damn, I feel better."
Yeah, I'm not sure that's how a Tori Black feels.
"Therefore, you think you look better. I've had a billion shows where I've done that. And to my horror, well, sometimes I didn't look so great."
It's everybody.
"Too many times. And it's embarrassing as—" The Toxic singer admitted that in the past she has—
I hate when they do that. Access Hollywood and these entertainment sites keep doing this.
Yes.
The talk. Listen to how they refer to her. Listen.
Sing as the Toxic singer admitted that in the past.
They're saying the Toxic singer because that was her song from 2004, but they're also doing it as a play on words, implying that she's toxic when you could choose Hit Me Baby One More Time or any of her other songs. How about the Lucky singer? That's one of her songs, but no, the Toxic. And you know, these celebrity news reporters that exploit her and pretend to care about her mental health. If she was right in front of them, they'd be kissing her ass, these phony baloney con artists.
Past, she has felt very self-conscious about her body, but now she's embracing who she truly is.
I'm a little self-conscious about my body, but it's just me gaining weight from drinking.
Writing, quote, "I bet you're wondering why I'd expose my body now."
Why not?
"Well, it's because I was born into this world naked, and I honestly feel like the weight of the world has been on my shoulders, and it's made me view myself that way."
Was this like before sex? Because usually after sex, I want to get naked. Or I mean, I want to get dressed. I don't like being naked anymore. Yeah, like after you're done like having sex, it's like, get the clothes.
"I wanted to see myself in a—"
So this seems like this is pre-sex for Britney.
"Lighter way, naked, like the way I was born." Britney.
All righty. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let's see what else is going on in this video.
Britney has recently been fighting to end the conservatorship she has been under since 2008.
And here's what I find infuriating, is like, her dad is such a piece of garbage. I'm not going to sit here and say, should she be in the conservatorship? Should she not? But it just feels like her dad is hiding behind her money. Maybe it feels that way because that's what he's doing. Like, if he really cared, he would go out into public and say, "Hey, I'm father of the year. Hey, I want to improve my daughter." But no, he's not doing that because he's a money hungry leech.
And on August 12th, 2021, a major change came.
What?
When her father, Jamie Spears, agreed to be removed as conservator of her estate amid the ongoing and highly publicized legal battle.
He's like, "I'm crazy and I can't even take this."
The 39-year-old said the topless pictures have helped her see past all of that.
Oh, man. I got daddy issues too, but not this bad.
Saying, quote, "To me, looking back at my pictures when I shoot, it's insane. The psychology in seeing myself in my purest form gives evidence that..."
The problem... I'm not going to even read this quote. I can't. Well, she was reading it, not me, the news reporter, but I'm not going to play the rest of it. You know what I'm saying? It's this thing where Britney's trying to get... And I feel bad for her, but she's looking for acceptance. She's looking for people to go, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful, Britney." And that's what everyone's doing. "Oh, you're so wonderful." That's what everyone's doing. I'm just saying. She's seeking attention, which is... I mean, the poor girl deserves it. You know who Lizzo reminds me of? Speaking of Lizzo, I don't know how we go from Britney Spears to Lizzo, but we'll try. She reminds me of the girl who is hanging out in Ybor a few too many drinks in. And it's not that she's not going to get laid, but it's taking her a little bit longer to get laid. It's going on 2:30 in the morning. All the nightclubs are closing, and she's right by New York Pizza in Ybor City, and is like, oh my God, who wants to buy me a box of pizza? I will so hang out with you at your apartment. And a bunch of dudes go, I've had enough liquid.
Joking on TikTok that she is pregnant with Chris Evans' baby.
Oh yeah, because Chris Evans, never mind.
Lizzo made it clear that she would like that to happen IRL. Wouldn't we all?
Gross.
Let's get into this.
In case you missed it, Lizzo recently joked with fans on TikTok that she's the mother of Chris Evans' child. In her video, she responded to a comment from a fan asking her to address the pregnancy rumors, to which Lizzo said, quote, "This is something I've been trying to keep really personal and private, just between me and the father of my child, but since we're airing out all the rumors today,
I've been sucking in. We're gonna have a little America."
And like, how much of an average singer, I know she won a Grammy, I get it. Because winning a Grammy is so reputable. Oh, Ryan, you don't have one? Oh, but have you seen the people who won? Who cares? But what I'm saying is, this shows how irrelevant Lizzo is, that she's got to go back to this joke of, I'm going to bang Chris Evans, I'm going to bang Chris Evans, I'm going to bang Chris Evans. You better believe, if you do bang Chris Evans, he's wearing a rubber. He ain't going to have a little America with you. He doesn't even want kids. I don't know. I don't know him personally, but I get the feeling.
And it appears Chris thought the joke was hilarious.
Well, it would be bad PR if he's like, God, can this bitch get away from me?
A few days later, Lizzo posted another TikTok revealing that Chris responded to her video by DMing her on Instagram. In the TikTok, Lizzo reveals two screenshots while her song Rumors plays in the background.
Gross.
In the first screenshot, Chris's message reads, quote, "Just heard about our little bundle of joy. My mother will be so happy, LOL." He added, quote, "Just promise me no gender reveal parties."
And I feel like Lizzo is legitimately trying to bang Chris Evans, and Chris Evans is like, I don't know. He's just not into it. Like, can you imagine if the roles were reversed? And can you imagine, I'm trying to think of an example. If like Chris Pratt, I don't know. Just imagine if some famous actor was drooling over another actress or another singer. But oh, Lizzo's doing it. It's so funny. It's called a double standard. But then again, that's Lizzo's whole existence.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, I'm such a big fan of Lizzo. My bad.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy, a martial arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in St. Petersburg. At Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like I said. The best workout trainer when it comes to martial arts, not just in the Bay Area, but the whole world. But you got to make it happen. You got to go to AmirAcademy.com for all the info, and you'll see me at class. I've gained a few pounds, so I got to get back into it. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years. Marge, I've wasted half my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
Did you hear the breaking news? I'm going to tell you the breaking news in a second.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
OnlyFans is going to get rid of porn. Welcome to being irrelevant. All right. It says here. This is a good one. You know, like when there's a moment in time where a company jumps the shark? OnlyFans has reached that moment. So, this is from Bloomberg.com. Now, I would never, ever pay for OnlyFans. Because, yeah, there's the McDonald's of pornography, known as Pornhub. Then there's like the Burger King, which is X videos. And then XNXX is like going to Checkers at 11 o'clock at night. But paying for OnlyFans is the dumbest thing ever because it shows that you're desperate because the videos are so good on SpankBang.com. Oh, are you uncomfortable that I'm talking about porn? You don't know your sexuality as well as I know mine. And I love women. It did not sound convincing. I love women. That was more convincing. If you pay for OnlyFans, you're literally thinking that the girl is going to see, oh my God, Chuck Johnson. Oh, poor Chuck Johnson. I'm sorry. From Omaha, that poor guy. Oh, he paid $9.99 to see me get banged every month. Oh, I'm going to bow down to him and marry him. I truly believe when a dude or a woman pays for OnlyFans, more dude, that they're literally hoping that that girl is going to sleep with them. And it's not going to happen. It ain't happening. So that's basically what was keeping OnlyFans alive. $9.99 to watch a porn. That's how much Spotify is. Now, let's say they were to regulate porn, where literally it's not free, then I would get a porn subscription. I mean, I probably would have to, but I'm saying that I would get it, like saying it would make sense. Not saying I would get it, because when you heard that, you were probably thinking I would get it. Never mind. But what I'm saying is the fact that OnlyFans is trying to get rid of their porn. Now, the problem is there has been some underage porn, which is no good. I believe once a pedophile is found guilty, right to the electric chair. But OnlyFans is panicking. They must have really messed up because I know there was reports that there were bad videos on Pornhub. So what Pornhub did was you had to be verified to have videos because anybody was just uploading like revenge porn and whatever. And there were videos that were not supposed to be up there. And I don't know the process of making a sex film because I would never do it. Oh, but I've never thought about it with my bank account. I've never been like, oh, I wish I wasn't famous. Wrong button. Wish I wasn't famous because I'm so famous. But literally, you have OnlyFans who is out of their mind. You really think we're going to want to go pay for OnlyFans to watch Cardi B videos? So stupid. Like, figure it out. Like, they should just have an identity. Like, you have to, like, show, like, your driver's license. Oh, that sounds good. Give a sex company your driver's license and your address. But you know what I mean? Some verification. Because it's like, OnlyFans is going to be so irrelevant because they're banning porn. Mm-hmm. OnlyFans is getting out of the pornography business starting in October. So until then, get your gangbangs in. The company will prohibit creators from putting up material with sexually explicit content on its website, which many sex workers use to sell fans explicit content. Now, this is a very woke 2021 opinion. So a lot of boomers aren't going to agree with it. But that's somebody's livelihood. There's a ton of girls. You can slut shame them or whatever. That means you're a dirtbag. Oh, who cares what somebody does with their genital area in his lifetime? As long as it's consensual, I don't care. Think about it. You're making $10,000 a month having sex. from interviews when I used to hear girls in porn on Opie and Anthony or Howard back in the day when it was when they were on Sirius XM. None of the girls were like really happy to be in porn. Like, it's good money, but it's work. So people think, oh, they're just these dirty whores making $10,000 a month. Correction. They're making $10,000 a month and you're taking away their livelihood. There were parents that were doing it. And I know, oh, I'm better than you, but shut up. Shut up. They're going to be allowed, though, to put up nude photos and videos. But, oh, that's what I need to see, though. No sexual content. No sexual contact. But, oh, thank God I get to see a nude person. I can't go to Pornhub and say, hey, can I see some nudity? No. They just don't do that. No. If Pornhub was really smart, they would make it a paid subscription. You would. I probably shouldn't manifest that. Never mind. I don't have any subscriptions because I'm the king of getting free subscriptions, but I don't need that to happen. Another headline about Britney. She shuts down pregnancy and breast implant rumors. Oh. Well, isn't she like on the shot where she's not allowed to get pregnant? So unless Sam ain't pulling out, I don't think she's going to have a kid. Khloe Kardashian shuts down Tristan Thompson reconciliation rumor. Oh, man. I should probably turn up the knob. I'm going to have that problem later after a bottle of wine.
Khloe Kardashian just shut down claims that she and Tristan Thompson are back together, and she made it clear she is not here for the rumors. Let's go.
But you're talking about it publicly, which leads to the rumors, dummy.
Get into this.
On Monday morning, the outlet Mirror UK posted a tweet that...
If there was... Let me go back. I know I'm all over the place today, but if there was one sentence to explain the legacy of Tristan Thompson, it would be this.
On Monday morning...
Right here.
The rumors. Let's get into this.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into every single NBA side chick with raging daddy issues. And two truckloads of condoms.
On Monday morning, the outlet Mirror UK posted a tweet that would spark the Khloe Kardashian clapback of the year. Oh. The tweet in question featured a photo of Khloe in an elegant silver dress and high ponytail, smiling and posing gracefully next to Tristan Thompson, who was wearing a matching gray suit and was leaning over to kiss her on the forehead. Mm-hmm. The caption of the tweet read, Khloe Kardashian gives cheating Tristan Thompson yet another chance.
Oh, wow, they took a picture where he's kissing her head. Oh, we know everything about relationships off of one picture.
To make matters worse, one Twitter user retweeted the article writing, quote, at this point, Khloe Kardashian has no self-worth.
Oh, were you hanging out with her this morning?
Anyway, Khloe immediately...
I mean, if it's anybody that doesn't have self-respect, it's probably, or self-worth, it's probably Kourtney, because she keeps going, I need Scott's approval. Speaking of somebody's approval, I wouldn't care about Kenneth Petty, that dirty piece of garbage.
Nicki Minaj and her husband, Kenneth Petty, are both being sued by his sexual assault victim, who claims he and the super bass rapper tried to harass and intimidate her into recanting her claims.
It doesn't sound like Kenneth Petty at all. He's such a good guy.
The woman, who publicly identified herself as Jennifer Huff, filed a civil complaint.
What a hero, publicly giving out your name when you're going to be slut-shamed? Good for you. A very strong woman.
In U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York this past Friday.
Uh-huh.
In the legal document, which was obtained by Access Hollywood, Huff accused Petty of negligent infliction of emotional distress, and battery, and sexual assault.
Oh.
She also accused Minaj of aiding and abetting, and both parties of harassment and witness intimidation, and infliction of emotional distress.
Sounds fun and healthy.
Huff claims that Petty raped her at knife point in 1994, when she was...
I don't know what Nicki Minaj saw in this guy. But then again, if you listen to some of her lyrics, it kind of makes sense.
Just 16. She says she was able to escape.
Flow is tight as a D in the butt. Oh, what a classy woman you are. Take you home to Thanksgiving dinner. And then wonder why your parents don't talk to you anymore.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm just kidding. Nicki Minaj is great. Cardi B totally didn't copy her.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. You can get posters, yard signs, business cards that I passed out at the morning show at boot camp. I'm not getting too sore patting myself on the back. It's from jerking off. I probably should not include that part in a live read for West Chase Printing, but I just did. Go to westchaseprinting.com and at checkout, when you get the invoice, vroom, vroom. I don't know why I said vroom, vroom, but I felt like it. When you get the invoice, say that you heard about it on Happy Hour and you'll get hooked up. Like, you were going to get hooked up either way by DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. But when you name drop me, it's even better. You should always name drop me. It really works.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah, we have so much to get into. 856-49-HOPPY.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I get it. I got it. I good.
Whoa, Hoppy Hot Topic.
So, yeah. Before we went to break, Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty are being sued by his victim. Good. This next news really broke my heart. And I've gone through heartbreak this week. One of my friends passed away. And this is me kidding, having some humor about it. But there's even worse news. Think about, okay, I'm leading it up. But Rihanna may never make music again.
It's official. Rihanna is a billionaire, ranking among the world's wealthiest entrepreneurs. Thanks.
Good for her, man. Good for her.
Thanks to her beauty and fashion lines. But does this mean she's done making music? Let's get into it.
Also, they're debating if she's not going to be in music or not. If I were Rihanna, I would never make another song. Because from 2005 to about 2015-ish, well, she did Go Out with Shine Bright Like a Diamond, which is a horrendous song. But she made such good music besides that. Like today, I was driving down the road listening to We Found Love. Now, 2 years ago, I would have played the song, but my show got slapped across the face like a girl in porn by copyright notices, so I can't play music. But I was driving down the road, and We Found Love came on. And I had the memories of trying to fit in at underage drinking parties in 2011. Man, my Chicago accent came back from being there last week. And all the people were like, get out of my house. And it was really cold out. But oh, we found love in a hopeless place. We found love. I slipped on black ice and chipped my tooth. We found love in a hopeless place. My crush gave out. Never mind.
New reports, Pete Davidson and Phoebe Dynevor have broken up after five. According to new reports, Pete Davidson and Phoebe Dynevor have broken up after 5 months of dating.
Okay, this is official. This is the official moment. Pete Davidson's too crazy to date. No. Like, Jennifer Aniston is out of her mind crazy. But she hides it really well. And she makes it seem like, oh, I'm single because I want to. No, she just wants to be left alone and wants to get laid occasionally and get rid of the cobwebs. But wait, Pete Davidson, he's going from relationship to relationship and all these beautiful women and it's not working out? Yeah, something's going on there. Like, we know he's like a sociopath or got like anti-personality disorder or whatever. Basically, every morning radio DJ in the Midwest has the same thing. But literally, you know what, Pete Davidson, it's like, dude, like, you might not be a dating person. Like, how much heartbreak can one deal with? But then again, maybe that's the problem. Maybe he's not feeling enough emotion for a heartbreak, and the girls can read that.
Let's get into everything we know about their rumored split.
Mm-hmm. As fans know, Pete Davidson and Phoebe Dynevor were first linked in March after they were spotted holding hands and hugging in a small town in England. Then,
yeah, you know the English over there are like, oh, this guy is an American prick.
And during a virtual Q&A with Marquette University students in April, Pete confirmed their relationship by saying he's dating his celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm. I'm with my celebrity crush.
Yeah, not for long. He looks so high in that video. I think he's high all the time.
So, yes.
And just...
I'm high all the time. I smoked a good ish. It's from a 50 Cent song, I think.
Just last month, the two were spotted packing on the PDA at Wimbledon, where they kissed and cuddled each other while watching the tennis tournament.
That's how you know their relationship was doomed. Whenever a relationship, because I have experience with this in the past, when you have to let everybody know, hey, how's it going? I got a relationship. I'm here making out with my girlfriend in public. That's usually when the relationship is doomed.
Based on how happy they looked in these pics and things like...
Because of how they appeared.
Like Pete saying he was dating his celebrity crush, it seemed to fans things were going super well for these two.
What happened?
Unfortunately, however, it doesn't seem like it was as perfect as it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
The Sun and Page Six have both reported that Pete and Phoebe have officially split after 5 months together.
I first thought he was banging Lisa Kudrow. I was like, good for him, man. He does bang MILFs.
According to the outlets, they apparently split because of the distance between them and their busy schedules.
I'm sure that's it. She's like, Pete, you're crazy, but I'm a really nice person. I don't want people to realize that you're that crazy. So we'll just say it's because of how far we live, even though we're millionaires and we can fly anywhere. And if you really love someone, you can make it work. But, oh, oops, these people made it work.
Kendall Jenner and her boyfriend Devin Booker shared a rare glimpse inside their relationship, and she was proudly rocking his Olympic gold medal that he just won in Tokyo.
That's all we need to get into. That seems like a couple that's doing it right. Oh, they're doing it right. What I mean by that is literally, they're not having to let us know. Ooh, look at me. I'm in a relationship. Look at me. They're busy banging each other out. Good for them. That's what I don't get about people that have to flex on social media. Like, I'll take an occasional selfie with my girlfriend, but I haven't done it for 3 weeks. I don't get the people that have to let everybody know about the relationship on social media. Work on your sex life, dude. Work on your head game. I'm talking about the cartoon The Head from 1997 on MTV. I was not talking about oral sex. All right. I don't know how we're going from talking about oral sex to Meghan McCain leaving The View, but we'll try.
You know, this has been a really wild ride the past 4 years of my life. It's been honestly the best of times and the worst of times.
Yeah, dealing with Joy Behar. What a bitch she is. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. I'm Meghan McCain.
In all ways on them.
Did you know my dad almost was president?
Off the show.
Meghan McCain has officially left The View. On Friday, the 36-year-old conservative commentator celebrated her final day on the ABC daytime talk show with two special guests.
And she literally was not that conservative. Like, I'm not conservative. I'm not liberal. I didn't vote. The last person I voted for was Obama, but I think he's a phony, baloney, piece of garbage. Not a fan anymore. I just think he's phony. I think they're all phony, all politicians. But I will say that she wasn't like that conservative. Like, you could deal with it. You're like, oh, you know, You go, girl.
Her mom, Cindy McCain, and Arizona Senator Kirsten Sinema.
Yeah.
Listen, I am so proud of Meghan. And
where's the comment from John McCain's old side chick?
What I look forward to in many ways is to be able to see more of her and certainly see more of my granddaughter, Liberty.
Rub it in a little bit. You were making millions being a loudmouth on TV, and I missed the prime of my toddler grandchildren, you bitch.
I think she's done a wonderful job. I love her independence.
Cindy,
do you?
Also spoke out about her late husband and Meghan's dad, John McCain.
Her dad would be so proud of her.
Okay.
And
what's she going to say? Oh, your dad thinks you're a quitter. He didn't quit in the war. You quit on TV. Being in the war is like dealing with Joy Behar. I'm kidding. My grandpa's a 3-time Purple Heart winner, and I respect anybody that served. I can't even get out of bed in the morning without having a panic attack. So relax. It was a joke.
wish her the best for in whatever endeavor she chooses to.
Whatever. Alex Rodriguez got deleted on Instagram by J-Lo. There you go. 2.5 minutes about it. I can't even do it. This one's interesting. He talks about his new chapter with no regrets. Oh, you got totally a lot of regrets. If you're going on TV talking about not having any regrets, you do. You have a lot of regrets.
Are you talking about being able to move forward? Mm-hmm. You in the last year, you faced adversity mm-hmm. and you continued to move forward. Is that how you've applied to all yeah. the things that have happened in the last year?
Yeah, I think, look, things happen. And I think what happens, Kev, is people don't focus on all the positive.
Yeah, like when I was cheating on J-Lo. With the girl who has no talent from Southern Charmed, who has raging daddy issues, and I can't be loyal, and I have to cheat at everything I do. I cheated in the game of baseball to be one of the greatest, and I cheated in relationships. I have the integrity of a dead rat.
Like, whatever's happened to me over the last year, I'm so grateful for it. I mean, I had...
Are you? I should have just kept it in my pants.
5 years of.
But then again, I kind of think her and J-Lo, him and J-Lo were probably going through a dry spell, so they were doing that already. They were already keeping it in the pants.
Of an incredible life and partnership, and also with my daughters.
Okay, good. You're father of the year. Oh, thank God. Speaking of father of the year, he has to let us know he's father of the year. Dak Shepard, armchair quarterback, whatever his dumb show is.
I think we've had like a lot of little.
Only thing he was good at was being an idiot in Idiocracy.
A compartment, one of yeah. them.
I like money.
One's knocking at the door, even though they know
you
they
take
can't.
It, you
come
take
out
the question, I'll get the child.
God, is there anybody more annoying than Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard? In this video, which doesn't translate into video, their daughter crashes the TV interview. Totally not pre-recorded or totally not pre-planned. Hey, honey, when we're on TV, can you come into the room and bother us? And she's like, but you're on TV, mommy and daddy. Come in here now. I'm just saying.
Hold on.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard had a familiar but unexpected visitor during a TV interview. Mm-hmm. The couple joined Al Roker on the Today Show this week.
Where wow, 2002 called.
They were interrupted by one of their daughters.
Afterwards, we're going to Carson Daly and we're going to TRL and see who's got a better song, Mary J. Blige or Chingy.
Who apparently knew her famous mom and dad were busy, but couldn't help stopping by anyway.
Totally real.
Compartment, one yeah. of them.
Actors having their daughter crash an interview, totally genuine.
Knocking a child at the door, even though they know
you
they
take
can't
it. You
come
take the question,
here.
I'll get the child. Hold on.
Then Al Roker's like, what has my career come to? I got really skinny and handsome, but oh God, I miss being fat and relevant. I'm making millions, but I'm irrelevant. At least he was relevant. So then they literally have 10 seconds of where they're waiting for them to come back to the screen because their daughter ran away. Finally, speaking of things that pooped the bed.
Johnny Depp says he feels like he's being boycotted in Hollywood following his legal battle with ex-wife Amber Heard.
Yeah, that didn't help, you know, allegedly beating up a woman. Yeah, that doesn't really bring in the job offers. And second of all, you hadn't really made any good movies lately. You had a whole career making good movies, but you didn't really make a lot of movies lately.
The Pirates of the Caribbean actor opened up to the Sunday.
Yeah, when you have to go Pirates of the Caribbean as your most recent film that someone cares about. Yeah.
Times in a new interview, which focuses on his latest movie, Minamata. Mm-hmm. In the interview, Johnny got candid about the impact of the film
yeah.
and his status in Hollywood, claiming, quote, some films touch people, and this affects those in Minamata and people who experience similar things. And for anything, for Hollywood's boycott of me, one man, one actor in an unpleasant and messy situation over the last number of years.
What a sociopath. It's not my fault at all that she pooped the bed. Okay. Tomorrow I'm getting a haircut. I can't deal with Johnny Depp. He creeps me out. I know my girlfriend likes him. I'm not jealous. I just think he's a piece of garbage. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaylee, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. Go to Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. Sign up for an appointment. Because when I tell you that Rich Keeley Master Barbershop is always booked up, they're always booked up. So you got to do it ahead of time at richkbarber.com and tell them I sent you. I'm on every single social media platform at Ryan Hoppy Radio, Snapchat at Hoppy Radio, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com, ryanhoppyradio.com. We're on Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify by searching Hoppy Radio, HOPPE Radio. Now, you're probably wondering, I'm going to be serious here. You're probably wondering why I didn't do a show this week. So last week, my good friend, Sean Cirilli, a.k.a. Two Reezy, a.k.a. one of the main reasons that this version of Hoppy Hour exists, passed away. He used to be a promotions or a production director, like one of the head honchos at Cox Media Group Tampa. And when I used to record there, he went to battle for me like 100 times to get the podcast room. And he was an overall amazing dude. Now, I've been crying a lot. And for some reason, this is harder than the passing of like my father and other people. And I don't know why, but it's really hitting me hard. And I'm not going to go for this whole life is short or YOLO thing. But I will say this. If you know somebody recently who passed away because of COVID and they brought a lot of good to this earth, maybe you should bring some good to this earth and not just be a lazy piece of crap who's crying about your friend being passed away or your family member. And I didn't mean to pray to play the laughing button, but I kind of did. Because if there is an afterlife, they want us to live. It's okay to be sad, but laugh a little bit. They would want to. So once again, before I met Reezy, I was doing this podcast with a few imbeciles who took advantage. I'm not going to say of my fame because that sounds ego-filled, but I've heard them some things they've said about me afterwards, claiming they created me, and you can kiss my tall, uncoordinated ass. No shots to Kevin there. But what I'm saying is this. I was in a position 3 years ago where nobody believed in me. My ex just dumped me. Thank God. But in a moment, it felt bad. But now I thank the sunshine. But what I'm saying is this. Sean Cirilli, a.k.a. Two Reezy, a.k.a. the GOAT, a.k.a. the best of all time, believed in me. And he went to bat, and I created this news segment, the celebrity news segment. So basically, it's all because of him, you know. You know, God's up there in the afterlife, and they're like, man, you had to deal with that guy yelling down the hallway? Mm-hmm. And then Reezy's like, you already know about it, dude.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that,